94.5 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where former President Donald Trump will try to tighten his grasp on his third straight Republican presidential nomination. But New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, says the Republican he's endorsing, Nikki Haley, can still spring a surprise.
The fact that she's challenging him to actually win the state, something no one in the media ever thought was possible, that gets everybody really excited. I mean, it's a big hill to climb, to be sure.
Trump traveled to New Hampshire late Wednesday. He spent the first part of the day in a courtroom in New York City where a civil trial is determining whether he has to pay damages for defaming a woman who accused him of sexual assault. There are nearly 80 million people across the U.S. under some kind of cold or snow alert. This cold snap has been linked to at least 37 deaths since Sunday. Today, the Justice Department will release its report on how police responded to the 2022 Uvalde, Texas school shooting, and the U.S. military launched another strike on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse says he had a meeting with human resources a week before he was fired. The conversation was about pornographic videos he and his wife created and posted online. Joe Gow says he did not expect to be fired as quickly as he was. 10% of Wisconsin teenagers tried to commit suicide last year. Teens tell surveys they're anxious about social media, school, climate change, guns, and politics. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says there is a silver lining.
The good news is that kids are talking about mental health. They're not afraid to say that they're anxious. They're not afraid to reach out for help. They're not afraid to support each other.
Hall says more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have student-led mental health programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has announced a partnership with Cenovus Energy to help fund the completion of the Superior Choice Credit Union Stadium. The facility will have a multifunctional track, a soccer stadium, and more, but rising construction costs have continually delayed the project. The deal with Cenovus Energy is a 3-year contract worth $450,000 and adds to the plan the Cenovus Energy Fan Zone and a video board. The stadium is expected to be complete this fall. The Duluth Public Library held a forum on Tuesday night regarding challenges facing the childcare industry. According to a WDIO report, parents of young children in the area attended the forum to share their concerns about a lack of options for affordable childcare, an issue that has become common to many parts of the country. The forum featured a presentation and open discussion with area daycare providers to help parents find resources for childcare, like daycare centers and funding sources to offset the costs. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
We have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. You know, the start of a game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in a hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jaire Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. A little light snow possible by late this afternoon. Our high near 8 with wind north to northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow showers this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy. 5 below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. As promised, my guest is in the studio, and before we go to her, you know, I don't think there's one of us in this listening audience who has not been touched by the scourges of cancer, to either to ourselves or to our loved ones. And it is a foregone conclusion, based on the way things are now in the society, that if we live long enough, we're going to contract cancer in some way, shape, or form. And after all of these decades, there certainly has been some improvement in the way we handle cancer. But I'm always amazed that of all the things that we've been able to accomplish, that defeating cancer is not one of them. And I maintain, before we go to our guests, that the more I hear and read and listen and see, that cancer is something that can be prevented. In some instances, in many instances. And our government needs to make it a priority. And that means addressing the water, the food, the air that we breathe. We've got to fix those things. And if we'd be further down the road and not having to deal with the losses of our loved ones. Again, I don't think there's anybody in this audience who's lived any extended period of time who hasn't had to deal with that, either themselves or through their loved ones. And it's with that backdrop I'd like to introduce my guest, Ms. Candace Strong. She is with Tricia's Troops. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you got a great smile.
Thank you. As do you.
Yeah, and so you've been, let's talk a little bit about Candy Strong.
About me?
Should I say Candy or Candace?
I go by Candy usually.
Okay, Candy.
Professionally, it's Candace. It just sounds better, but I'm Candy.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Candy Strong.
Sure.
Who is Candy Strong?
I don't know if it's about me, though.
No, we need to know about you, and then we'll get into, you know, I guess, Tricia's Troops.
Yeah, I'll tell you about me. One thing, I guess, that I'm proud of is as I've seen things develop in my life, and I've seen like what my sister went through, which we'll get into, and things like that. What I am most proud of for Candy Strong is that back back in college, I had this stirring in my soul that I needed to switch my major. I was doing fitness and exercise management and then journalism. And then I watched Oprah, of all things, one summer. And there was a particular segment that just hit me right in the feels. And it was just like, I journaled about it. I called my mom. I'm like, something in me is telling me I need to make a change. And it's, I need to get on like the business side of helping people. And I don't know where that came from. I know where it came from, actually.
Right. Yeah.
At the time, I didn't know where it came from.
Right.
But it really was so strong.
That's in your spirit.
Absolutely. It was so strong that I needed to get, change my major. I did human services, business minor. And, you know, God made the way forward that it really was this direction in my life. And so I'm so proud of myself that I sought out what I could be and what I could do, and listened and didn't just listen, but took action on that. So if there's anything about Candy Strong that I want you to know about, it's that I don't do everything right. I'm not perfect, but I do know that I have trusted and followed and work with fire in my belly every day to try to do something good here.
So let's talk about, you're the executive director of Tricia's Troops.
Yes.
Let's talk about the origin of Tricia's Troops.
Yes. Tricia's Troops is based on my sister, Tricia Wright. So back in 2010, she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer at the age of 35.
Oh, very young.
Very young. There was no history in our family. She's just this bright, vibrant soul. And so it took us literally by storm. We just did not see that coming. And so we really experienced, you know, as you talk about so many people going through cancer, we experienced what it's like to be in it and not
just the family, you mean?
The family, everybody. And it really took a community effort for us. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, we're going through this alone. Our church surrounded us with love, support, meals, prayers, everything we could possibly need to get through this. So her and her husband just kind of came together and said, what do people do who don't have this support system? And how do we turn what we're going through into something that can help others behind us?
So while your sister was going through this horrible, horrible time mm-hmm. in her life,
mm-hmm.
she thought enough of others to create Tricia's Troops.
That is the wonder of my sister. And I look back on it, and now I'm a mom. You know, she was a mom. Her kids were 2 and 7 at the time.
Wow.
So now as a mom, I look back and I think, how did she do that? It was not looking inward. It was outward and upward the entire time. Of course, she had her moments. And the other thing that was cool about her is that she was very real. She didn't try to sugarcoat. She really just like showed what it was like to walk through this journey, but really to try to bring some purpose through what she was going through.
You know, I always think when I was about 12 years old, one of my brothers had brain cancer, right? Mm. And I watched him, and I watched him go through all of that. And as a young boy, I did, and I never ever saw him complain
mm-hmm.
or say, "Why me?"
Mm-hmm.
He always wanted to make sure that everybody else, he was all right with what was going on,
mm-hmm.
but they're special people.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people go through these kinds of things, as I maintain all of us at some point in our lives will have to go through that. We, the same way the church stepped in and helped
mm-hmm.
Us get through that. But it's like your sister. He was strong, and he thought about others,
mm-hmm.
and didn't sit back and complain about himself.
Absolutely.
So your sister created this Tricia's Troops. Tell us about what Tricia's Troops is.
So it's like I said, it started out the people that surrounded her, but then it became a nonprofit organization. She was a nurse. With her background, her husband was in business, and I was a nonprofit.
Right.
So together, it felt like we're getting called to do something special. So it started out as simple as we were giving a fresh bouquet of flowers to people going through treatment where she was receiving treatment. She had received a fresh bouquet, and that really brightened her spirit. So she said, the first thing I want to do, that's going to be part of our mission. From there, we really took it to a financial assistance perspective, focusing on the non-medical daily living needs and challenges and expenses that people experience.
So let's talk about, because people don't think about the financial needs of someone whose loved one is going through this. Let's talk a little bit about what that entails.
Sure. So the main things that we kind of focus on, and you have to understand, when you're going through cancer, oftentimes your expenses are going up for all of the out-of-pocket things you might have, while your income is awfully often going down because of maybe taking time off work, your spouse or your caretaker may be taking time off work. So it's at this point where it's just becoming very challenging. So things like transportation to treatment, that can be a burden, because if you're doing radiation, you may be going every day for, you know, weeks or months at a time. Groceries, you still got to get food on the table. Utilities, rent, all these things are things that we help cover, just because you just want to take some of that burden off. There's this new term called financial toxicity, and it's really the impact that all of that strain has on an individual and the choices that we make as a result of that. So we want to try to take away some of that burden.
So let's talk about siblings.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that one of the main issues is the fact that you have to be at a hospital and spend a lot of time with your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a family, that becomes a burden, right?
It sure does. So some of the things we also help with will be like childcare, home cleaning. There's all these things that you just don't think about that when you're feeling well, you don't think about it. Even laundry services. It can be challenging to get that laundry done when you're not feeling well. So we try to create partnerships and utilize resources in the community to really provide that support system.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by Candace Strong. She is the executive director of Tricia's Troops. It is an organization of people who have come together collectively to do some really needed work to help those who are going through just a bad time in their lives, as someone they love dearly is experiencing cancer. And so let me, sometimes what people need is someone to lean on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And everybody's not capable of being able to have the conversation, because they, takes a special person to be able to uplift a person in their darkest times,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So how do you have special people who do that?
We do, and that actually came about a couple of years ago, not this past year, the year before. We received a grant from American Cancer Society and Coles Healthy Families for $30,000. It was like a pilot program focusing on healthy eating and active living for survivors. And when I created this program, I really wanted to focus on the support element as well. We give a bunch of great resources and supplies and things like that to survivors that are going through the program. And the author of one of the books says, you can want to eat better, you can want to move, but if you don't have that foundation of support around you, it's all going to fall away. So, you know, in a new year, we all want to do our best, right? One of the best things you can do is surround yourself, small groups, and getting around other people that really understand that. Because when you're going through cancer, you can have the most supporting and loving family and friends around you, but there's just something about being able to share with others that get it that really help through the process.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guest is Candace Strong of Tricia's Troops. We'll return.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down. If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. Thank you, Calvin, at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Candace Strong. She is Trisha's Troops and a wonderful, wonderful organization that is there when people are at their lowest ebb and in need of support. And it just so happens that her organization is tied into, you know, people who loved ones have or are experiencing bouts with cancer. You know, Candace, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. If someone in the listening audience right now and is experiencing the scourges of cancer and they don't know where to turn and they need support, how would they contact you? What is the process?
We would love for them to visit our website at triciastroops.org, T-R-I-C-I-A-S troops.org. From there, you can see all the great programming that we offer, whether it be financial assistance, there's an application for that. Whether it's trying to really take action. One of the things that I love about what we're doing now is we're able to focus more on the things that we can control. You know, we talk about a lot of the things that may be lacking. I love to focus on the hopefulness, and there's some really great hopefulness out there right now. The data is really strong about moving our bodies, eating well, all these different things that we can focus on. And so we're really trying to create this place, that organization, to get around other people and be doing active things together. We've got a great yoga group that does mindful meditation on Monday mornings. We've got workouts on Wednesday, on Thursday nights. We're doing cooking demonstration and nutrition stuff. We're really focusing in this new year going forward on support groups, that soul connection, So really, if they go to that website, they can see all the different options that are available and reach out to us, and we can show them the way.
So it's safe to say you have literally built an army.
Yes.
Of troops.
Yes.
That can reach out and reach their tentacles out to touch so many people.
Yeah. When my sister, when we knew there was nothing more they could do for my sister, I had someone reach out to me, and he just held me and he whispered in my ear, "You have a literal army behind you." And that was meant for me at that time.
Right.
But it really is taking that into the community and letting them know you have a literal army around you. And we love to inspire the community to get involved in the ways that they can, and providing that support in the ways that we can. We want to be really comprehensive what we're doing now. Instead of just the financial assistance, we really want to be hitting all those different mind, body, spirit kind of ways we can wrap our arms around people.
So how does someone become a soldier in, in Trisha's troops?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can help. People can provide financial assistance. That's obviously a major thing. We provided more than $100,000 in direct financial assistance last year. That doesn't include all the other programming. That's just money in the hands of people that need it for daily living needs. So that's awesome. Besides that, we also have like a tote bag program where we provide all kinds of things for comfort and relief and inspiration for free to new patients starting at the cancer centers. So people can shop our wish list. You can do supply drives. That's a great way for churches, youth groups, schools to get involved in a hands-on kind of manner. And we've got a major gala coming up on May 17th as well. That's a great way for people to get involved.
So tell us about the gala.
Yeah, so it's going to be, like I said, May 17th, Marriott Milwaukee West. And this year it's going to be called A Blast from the Past. We're going to be focusing on the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. We're going retro. Going to have all kinds of fun and games. We also have some dueling pianos coming in. But we really try to make it a really heartfelt and meaningful night. Besides the fun, we really try to make it really meaningful, tying to what we're doing, and just showing people what they're doing, that it really matters.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Candace Strong. She's with Trisha's Troops. And so certainly all of this support during the time of this pain that people are going through, at some point in time, the loved one expires. Does the support still happen? Because there are times that I've seen that the support is there to uplift people, and then after that loved one is gone, the support disappears and the person has to deal with all of that pain. Am I close to being on base?
That is absolutely true. And that's something we really are trying to focus on this year and going forward, is really that continuation of support for not just the individual going through cancer, but they may call co-survivors as well.
Right.
And really diving into what we want to call our soul connection program, where it's really wrapping our arms around people, in addition to just the individual, and that may be grief services, and different things like that, coping, resilience, all these kinds of things. This resilience word is something that's just really took hold in my soul. It's where you're able to endure difficult times and you bend, you don't break. And so it's like, what's the key to that? That's what we're going to be really diving into this next year.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Ms. Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops. Don't touch that dial.
Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cursive writing would be required to be taught in Wisconsin schools under a bill in the legislature. The author is Representative Paul Melodic. He says learning how to write longhand is a benefit to kids.
There's a thought that this is not, it's old-fashioned, it's not something that's needed because nobody writes anymore, you know, so I understand the logic of that, but I don't agree. I think there's beneficial to cursive.
The bill got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. Enjoy those funny public service announcements on electronic traffic signs in Wisconsin while you can. It looks like they're going away in a couple of years. The Federal Highway Administration plans to crack down on those types of humorous messages. Critics say they can be confusing or cause distracted driving. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's frozen road law is set to go into effect on Thursday. Wisconsin counties in zones 1 and 2, which covers most of the northern half of the state, will now allow vehicles carrying abrasives or salt for winter maintenance on highways to carry more weight. Trucks are prevented from carrying more weight before the winter weather allows as a way to protect Wisconsin's investments in its roads. The frozen road law goes into effect at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday. An interactive map is available on the Wisconsin DOT website. Authorities are searching for a missing Duluth man in western North Dakota. According to the Williams County Sheriff's Office, 61-year-old Roger Shelton has been missing since January 5th and was last seen at the Black Gold Casino on the border of North Dakota and Montana. He's described as 5 feet 5 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes. Authorities have not said whether they believe Shelton is in danger, but are concerned regarding the recent streak of cold temperatures and snow in the area. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin:
we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. You know, the start of a game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in a hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jaire Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, a little light snow possible by late this afternoon. Our high near 8 with wind north to northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, some light snow showers this evening, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. 5 below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Stop.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Candace Strong with Trisha's Troops. Let's go to the phone line and Tom from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I see my wife died after knowing she had cancer for 3 weeks. It was terrible. I had my two sons there to take care of her, and that was it. And now I'm living in Kenosha, and I'm just the last two segments you did today, you don't know what it's like. You don't have any idea.
Hey.
How alone somebody can be.
Hey, Tom, that is the purpose and the reason that we have our guest here in the studio and why she's done the things that she has. We'll let her have a conversation with you, if it's all right with you, sir.
If I can express my sympathies to you, I lost my mom a couple of years ago after just 2 weeks from diagnosis to gone. So sadly, I can understand a bit of what you're going through, and it is so very challenging. Something that came upon my heart at that time, people were asking why. You know, I already lost my sister, and now I lost my mom, and I think we're a good family, and people are trying to figure out, why does this happen? Why is this happening to you? And I told them, I don't care the why. I care the how. How is God going to grant me the strength and the grace and keep on showing me a hopeful way forward? And I know it's so hard to find that. But I too had to just try to find it in myself. What's going to help me take that next right step in my life? And in addition to that, how then can I help someone else take that next right step? And a big part of how I try to live is with that serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I think there's some power in there of in time and being mindful and purposeful, trying to find peace in your soul and still trying to do the things day to day that we can to try to take that next step forward.
Tom, how long were you married?
Oh, this is hard, Earl. 47 years.
47 years. So who are you counseling with outside of your sons?
Oh, I go to the VA, and I talk with the people where I live, and it just seems like I'm on an island.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You start talking about it, and it seems like you turn a deaf ear, and nobody wants to hear your problem.
Are you in a church at all, church family?
No, I've grown away from that.
Because
of the fact that my wife was a good person, and why she got sick, I have no ideas, and I had a stroke in 2015, and she took care of me, and then she gets sick, and she's gone, and that's it.
So,
and it's all over.
So, Tom, let me suggest something to you. There's certainly some church within, I don't know how far away from your home. You don't have to have been a part of church, but what you need is to talk with someone with a ministerial background, and they would certainly be willing to help you through this time. You know, life is a difficult journey for all of us, and none of us get through it without pain. And you're in what I like to call the darkness now. You know, I've lost many sisters and brothers, and my mom and dad, and all of us will have to face the darkness. But soon there will be light. And so the pain that you're experiencing now, you will overcome it. But for now, you need some help in overcoming that. And I would suggest that you contact a pastor. Whether you've been in the church or not, they're not going to turn you down. This is a time that you need to talk with someone who can spiritually help you get beyond the pain. Don't do it alone. Don't do it alone. You should certainly take heed, if you will, and kind of try to get some support through this time. But you will heal. You will overcome it. You've been married for 47 years. You sound like you're a guy who's experienced life, and life gives us difficulties. But with difficulty sometimes comes the ease. Always after difficulty comes the ease, and you need right now to get some support that will get you to the ease. Sir, my heart goes out to you. But just, you know, if you could, you know, for yourself, see if you can make it to a pastor, someone who can help you. All right?
All right.
God bless you, sir. Our prayers go out to you. You know, and thank you. You know, Tricia, that is what you guys do. Right.
That says it right there, doesn't it? Yeah, that need. Yes.
Here's a man who's on an island. He's all alone, mm-hmm. even though he has two sons. Mm-hmm. They can't experience. They can't feel. People can't feel what he is, the pain that he's going through. Right. He's all alone.
That's how he feels.
Yes.
And we know that that's not true, but that's how it feels in the moment. And that's why it's so important. As we look at this, to be focusing on the mental, the emotional, not just trying to heal the person that's going through cancer, because that's one element.
Right.
There is so much fallout, if you will, around it. And as an organization, you know, we started small, like I said, with flowers. Then we go to the financial assistance. Then we're going to the more of the wellness programming. And this call really demonstrates the need that is out there for that counseling, that support. That we really just need to be wrapping around people. And so this call will inspire me even further to really push forward and take that next leap of what this organization is going to do.
You know, I don't want to mislead anybody to believe in I'm some sort of clergy. I'm not, but I've experienced enough death in my lifetime, in my family and others that I, you know, kind of know. You know, the route back, and that, you know, that you will, the darkness will fade. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning. And this is very timely, learning about Candy's phenomenal organization. At this time, I'm following a 7-day online cancer summit. And the thing that I'm hearing is that support for one's spirit as they're going through therapy, it can make the difference between a good outcome or a more negative outcome. And so the summit is called Dr. Talks, that's Dr. Talks Breast Cancer Summit. And so it shares, along with the traditional therapies, the newest health options that are out there to help us. Thank you, Candy, for all this good information.
Thank you for your call.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always. Always some positive you know, help and information. Candy, we sometimes don't forget the power that we have ourselves to help people, to uplift them, and the responsibility and the duty that we have as human beings to do that. So if somebody wants to join forces with you, What is their process?
That's my favorite thing. Joining forces is my favorite. I'm one person, as I've spoken to you about, Earl. I'm the only full-time employee at the organization. We've got a 15 hours per week assistant who's wonderful. But one person can't do this alone.
Right.
It takes all of us in our own ways and in our own skill sets to be able to really do this. And so I'm a dream it, do it kind of person. There tends to be some, I think, red tape in some of the larger entities and whatnot, but we're a smaller organization, and I love to take the ideas, the experiences of people, whether they've gone through cancer or not, and really just kind of draw upon that to do better. Because none of this is new, and we need to do better. And, well, yeah.
I'm sorry. We just heard Tom.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Right? His heart is broken.
Absolutely.
And so people walk through the society with broken hearts, and we pass them every day,
mm-hmm.
and we don't realize what people are faced with. And so it's good to know that there's a place, right? That there's somewhere that people can get some healing.
Absolutely. Oftentimes we'll have someone come in even for, say, a wig appointment. We provide wigs for women for free. And we'll sit down and she says, I thought I was coming here for a wig. I didn't realize I was coming for this love, this connection. And it's really, I have no special skill set. I went to college just to learn whatever. But really, I'm a human that loves and feels and cares and has hurt and has found my way through. And if I can help someone through that, in my own way, and everyone else can do the same too.
So let me say this to you. Mm-hmm. You're a human who's been hurt, who loves, who feels, who's emotional. You don't need letters behind your name.
You don't.
To uplift somebody's spirit and somebody's soul.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes think that you have to have a PhD and, you know, and all those things to help uplift someone. But as Tom was just on these airways, there aren't enough people with PhDs to do the work.
Mm-mm.
What you need is a caring heart and a spirit that realizes that people are hurting,
mm-hmm.
and that you yourself can make a difference, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes all it takes is a kind word, right?
I was talking to a survivor yesterday. We have a support group that meets monthly for men and for women separately. And she said, you know, I came through this, you know, stage 4 diagnosis thinking I had some great purpose in my life. And I realized my purpose is small kindness, that we don't always have to have a grand plan. Sometimes it's just loving on people and spreading that kindness that matters.
That's exactly what it is. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Candace Strong. Trisha's Troops.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them.
Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops. And I just want to say to you guys, you know, I'm on these airways 5 days a week. And so, you know, I talk about a lot of different things. But, you know, the real value of these airways is the conversation that we just had with Tom from Kenosha. The opportunity to, as Bill Withers said, lean on me, you know, and give people a hope. There's always hope, but sometimes in the darkest times of our lives, we can't see that hope, and we need somebody else to be able to give that to us. My guest, Candace Strong of Trisha's Troops, does that on a daily basis. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. I just wanted to reach out to Tom from Kenosha and tell him what a miracle he is. He doesn't realize what he's already done this morning.
Takes a lot of courage.
And I was just going to the store, and there was a person outside of the store, and she wanted 60 cents for a taco. And, you know, I kind of walked away, and then I was like, you know what? No, maybe this was a way, positive energy that was being sent through Earl's show, for me to go back into the store, break a 20 and give her, you know, $3, so she had three tacos maybe later on or whatever. But I just want to thank Tom, and I want Tom to realize how important he is to the puzzle piece of the bigger plan of what's out there. And I don't want him to think that he is not seen or heard, because he is. And if for any other reason, Tom, that you don't give up, just remember, you got Earl's show to listen to tomorrow. So don't do anything that's going to make it where you miss Earl's show tomorrow, because it's very, very important. And you really have touched people's lives, even out here in California and everything, with your story. And it's always darkest before the dawn. I don't know if I am such a believer in the proverbial Santa Claus, but I do believe that all of us people made up together make up the face of God. And I just want to tell you, thank you. And what a blessing you gave me this morning, and what a blessing you probably gave to so many people that are out there hurting just like you are. I send you all of my positive energy. I'm from Wisconsin, but all the way from California, and I send you you know, as much positive energy as I possibly can, and as well as all the civic media listeners. You know, we need positive and we need love, and I think Jordan Love actually shows us the power of love.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. If you can reach into your grab bag, send us some of that warm weather. Anyway, so, but thank you, man. Well said. But as we get ready to wrap this up, Candy, let's talk about your facility, where it's located, and all those things.
All right. We are now in Delafield. If people know where the Smiley Barn is in Delafield, we're right next door to there. We moved from 900 square feet to 2,700 square feet. So now we can do all the things that we're trying to promote kind of under one roof. I kind of think of it as a resiliency center, really trying to focus on the things that we can control. There's so much out of our control in life. And if we can kind of harness the stuff that we can, that's what we're trying to do there with our workouts, our yoga, our group support. We've got a great room for people to come together. We've created a Connecting Over Coffee program for people, no matter what they're going through, whether they're the patient themselves or the loved one, to be able to come together and talk to others that get it and really share some of that emotion, that pain, the joyfulness, whatever it might be, to come together. So we've got a spot there for that, for the wigs, all kinds of good stuff going on there. And as always, I just am going to keep on really pushing forward to be providing what we can and what we need for people.
So what's the number that people can reach out to you?
Our phone number is 262-303-4034.
All right, that is Trisha's Troops. What do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say that it's so challenging sometimes to be going through those dark days. I've experienced them so much myself, but just the power of each other. Don't ever doubt the power of a hand hold, a hand on the shoulder, just really experiencing that human element together. There's so much power in that.
You know, I'll be thinking this, Tom. I said I'll be thinking about Tom from Kenosha. And his spirit will be with me for most of the day. And so I pray, Tom, that you that you find peace, and you will, but don't try to do it alone. Seek out support and help. All of us are stronger when we, you know, interconnect with one another. So find that clergy and begin the healing. Thank you very much, man, for, you know, being the kind of person that you are. And thank you, Candace. Really appreciated you. Felt your spirit in the studio.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, Calvin, man. Could not do it without you. Thank all of you who take the time out to listen to the show. It's not a normal show. We do things differently here, and we're going to always do things differently here because there's not a book of Hoyle that I follow. We follow the spirit. Anyway, up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. And Madnair on air. Calvin, I got it?
Nailed it, Earl.
All right. Hey, man, what do you expect from a guy who's soon to be 70? All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball of the Todd Allball Show. Join us at noon on Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live from downtown Milwaukee at the State Public Education Convention.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.